witnesses against him, to have compulsory process for obtaining witnesses in his favor, and to have the assistance of counsel for his defense. Article 6 of the Bill of Rights.
We've been counting the days, and May 27th is the 50th day. Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to join them as they celebrate the Feast of Shavuot, the Feast of Weeks. The festivities will begin at 10:30 a.m. May 27th at the Amphitheater, North Shore, Lake Loveland in Loveland, Colorado. Special guest speakers Eddie Chumney and Obadiah Frank will be there. Call 1-800-205-6245 for more details or directions. We've been counting the days, and May 27th is the day.
Hammond. Peter, are you by any chance there? Well, I guess not. Peter is a missionary out of Africa with Frontline Ministries. Whenever he comes to the United States, we love to have him onto our programs, and certainly we support him, and we hope many of you will feel a tendency or a desire to support him. So if you're not able to go over to be a missionary, Peter's been on it for 25 years, and started in Mozambique when they actually had to go in by on a motor scooter, or I guess a small motorcycle, and smuggle in Bibles. And he's been doing it for 25 years, bringing the word of the Lord to people of Africa, and had really a tremendous impact, and now has an outreach all across Africa. So we hope we're going to be able to have him with us this morning, but you know, when he comes on, he talks about what's going on in Rhodesia. And one of the things, of course, we call Zimbabwe today, a country that the United States State Department brought the communist thug who controls that country to power. His name is Robert Mugabe. And Robert Mugabe was trained in China as a Maoist. And certainly the people of Rhodesia had elected a black man, a moderate named Bishop Mezireo, and the American State Department was insistent on bringing a Maoist to power. Why would that be? Well, for the same reason we brought a communist, Nelson Mandela, to power in South Africa. You may not know Nelson Mandela as a communist, but he is. The media's covered that up because, after all, it was our State Department that brought him to power. And just as we put a Marxist communist in power in Southwest Africa and Namibia, and brought the communist to power in Angola, and we're still financing communism in Russia today. And those of you who have not yet read my April newsletter need to get it. It's posted up on the web, and it goes into the background of how we have financed communism since its very inception. Actually, you want to read my March newsletter. That's Professor Sutton's testimony before the Republican presidential convention back in 1972, pointing out how during the Vietnam War, the United States was funding and financing and providing technology and equipment for the Russian communists, were funding and supplying equipment for the North Vietnamese, who were funding and supplying equipment for the Viet Cong, who were killing our boys in the rice paddies and fields of South Vietnam, exactly as we're doing in Afghanistan today, as we fund the Pakistani government that funds the ISI, that funds the Taliban, who are killing our boys in the poppy fields and villages of Afghanistan. It's deja vu all over again, but we can't let the American people understand how we finance consistently our enemies and create the best enemies money can buy, because you have to have conflict to get the people at home here all in a turmoil and being willing to pay out large sums of money that is then used to finance the largest military establishment in the world. I mean, we're told, oh, we've got to defend America. No, we're not defending America. We spend more money on our defense than all of the other nations of the world combined, more than Russia and China and Great Britain and France and Germany and Italy and all of them put together. Don't spend as much money as we do, and we're not money out for defense. We're putting it out because the destiny of America is to use our military and financial power to bring all nations of the world under the New World Order, the New World Religion, and the coming world leader who's waiting in the wings to declare himself. And you know, this is the reality of what's going on today. And, of course, in Rhodesia, we brought the Marxist thug Mugabe to power. Their inflation, the latest figures, are 3,700% a year. Inflation of 3,000% a year. So that you get a 300% raise a month and you're still going behind in your salary. 300% raise in your salary every month and you still go behind. Total chaos. And you can thank your State Department, Henry Kissinger, who engineered this, and they knew exactly what they were doing. And yes, of course, we're over in Iraq fighting there, not fighting for freedom. My goodness, we have no intention of ever pulling out of Iraq. I mean, why do you think we built this massive embassy complex over there, the biggest one in the world, 100-some-odd acres of embassy complex, so we can pick up and leave, and all the permanent military bases? I mean, even recently, General Pace was testifying and said that we're not going to leave. We're going to keep soldiers there. Well, of course we're going to keep soldiers there. We're still occupying Germany after 60 years after the Second World War. We're occupying Japan and South Korea and 130 nations throughout the world. Why would we pull our soldiers out? After all, I mean, look at all the people who have died so we can put them in there and leave them there indefinitely so we can dominate that part of the world. And when you understand that our leaders say one thing, but they speak with this forked tongue because they have another agenda. And George Bush simply says what he is told to say. He is the front for the power elite. There is a power elite. You need to read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. You need to watch my new DVD, Forbidden Secret, and you'll begin to see how this all ties together. And then you'll understand why. Of course, they say one thing, they do another. I mean, the American people didn't want to go to war with Iraq. I mean, we were sold the bill of goods. Oh, we've got to attack Saddam because he's going to get those weapons of mass destruction and use them against us. And, well, the weapons of mass destruction were really there. They're over in Syria now and on missiles. I'm sure they're being put on primarily chemical and biological weapons, and they're being put on missiles. They'll probably be launched against America one of these days when World War III comes about. And then they're going to suddenly say, oh, yes, we were wrong. They were really there all the time. Well, of course they were there all the time. I mean, don't you think our intelligence agencies know what's going on? They're brilliant people. They just don't want you to know. And the question is, why? Why hasn't George Bush told you those weapons moved over to Syria? Well, we'll talk about that when we get back here.
Constitutional.
Hello, George.
Brought to you throughout the day through the
George, are you there?
CNC prototype machine, Boulder, Colorado. Last winter really took its toll here in Colorado. Roof damage became the norm rather than the exception. Even here at the facilities of KHNC Radio, our roof began to give way to the weight of the winter snow, and light fixtures came crashing down around us. We turned to our longtime friends at New West Roofing, and they came to our rescue with high-quality workmanship and experience, as well as a genuine concern that the job was done quickly and correctly. We can highly recommend you contact Bud and New West Roofing at 303-452-4172. That's 303-452-4172 for all of your roofing, seamless gutter, or skylight needs. New West Roofing has been a longtime supporter of the American Freedom Network, and we're proud to recommend them. They've been in business since 1978. New West Roofing, 303-452-4172.
Some churches believe that Christians will be raptured before the coming of the Great Tribulation. Have you heard this teaching? Have you wondered if it was true? The Watchman's Cry is an interesting book by Obadiah Frank that uses the Bible and clearly explains that this teaching is not true. You can get The Watchman's Cry from the American Freedom Network by calling 1-800-205-6245. This amazing book is only $10 postpaid. Get it now by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network.
Insulin, Our Silent Killer, is a new book written by scientist Thomas Smith. In this self-help manual for diabetes and other blood sugar handling problems, you will learn the true cause of this disease and, more importantly, what you can do about it.
Insulin, Our Silent Killer is available from the American Freedom Network for only $25 postpaid. Call 1-800-205-6245.
It's extensively referenced with helpful tables to learn what foods are good and which ones are not. This is a must-read for everyone.
Well, Dr. Dan here at the American Freedom Network. We don't have a guest, apparently, so if you'd like to call us, 970-689-8255. 970-689-8255. But the American State Department brought Robin Mugabe, who is a Marxist-trained thug, to power. And just as we shouldn't have financed communism in Russia since its inception, we're financing communism in China today and bringing it, you know, into the first world. And by next year, it'll be the greatest manufacturing nation in the entire world, thanks to massive loans and investments by American corporations, American banks, the World Bank, the International Monetary Fund, the Asian Development Bank, the Export-Import Bank, all mostly with your tax money. Doesn't that make you feel good to know the Export-Import Bank recently, the East Asian Development Bank recently guaranteed a $5 billion loan that is being taken out so that Westinghouse, which is a Japanese corporation, can build 5 nuclear plants in China, you know, for the Chinese economy. And yet, of course, we can't have any nuclear power plants in America, but we can put that money out. And if China should default on the loans, ladies and gentlemen, you will pick this up, I've been told, by a United States congressman, that all the American corporations investing in China have been guaranteed by your government that if China should ever nationalize their industries, in other words, the American industries, the corporations will receive double or perhaps even triple what they invested over there. Doesn't that make you feel good? Isn't our government generous? Trouble is, our government doesn't have any money. Only money it has is what it takes from us by force, or borrows, or steals, or, you know, steals from future generations, or prints, and by so doing, destroys the value of your currency. Well, give us a call at 970-689-8255 if you have a question or comment. But understand that there is an alliance between communism and capitalism. In fact, the communists have always been funded by people here in the United States. They were doing that during the Vietnam War. And as you've heard me comment recently, you know, one of the most fascinating things was my interviews with Yuri Felsinski, and I have a hard time pronouncing his name. Let's see, he was a friend of Alexander Litvinenko, and his name is Yuri Felsinski. I think that's it. Anyway, they wrote Blowing Up Russia. And as a Russian emigre, certainly a man who lives in America, but very well schooled in what's going on in Russia, and his statement to me on several occasions when we were interviewing him on his book, well, you know, if you go an hour outside of St. Petersburg or Moscow, you're in the 19th century. If you said I was in the 20th century, early 20th century, but 19th century, I mean, you're talking about 1800 Russia. You're talking about before they have mechanization. How could that possibly be? Because most Americans don't get an hour outside St. Petersburg or Moscow to see how primitive of Russia is in every respect. And how is it possible that if Russia is as primitive as Yuri says, that they today are the largest producer and exporter of oil and natural gas in the world? How could that be? Well, it's very, very simple. You have financed it. And in my latest newsletter, I simply quote from the president of the Export-Import Bank, a speech he gave about 3 years ago, where he told about how 10 to 15 corporations, American corporations, have been funded by the Export-Import Bank, for drilling the oil wells and drilling the natural gas wells and putting in the pipelines. And, of course, Yuri had actually told me that when we interviewed him, that it was Chase Manhattan Bank that had built a great natural gas line that is taking the natural gas from Russia and bringing it to Europe and making Europe dependent upon Russia. And it's all a scam, ladies and gentlemen. We have created this regime in Russia because, you see, behind everything there is these powerful secret societies. Behind that, the spiritual force that actually guides the course of human events. And what is going on doesn't make sense. And if it doesn't make any logical sense, there must be another explanation. And until you understand the other dimension, the beings from the other dimension that are directing the course of world events, none of this makes sense. But today, Russia is producing very sophisticated weapons that is giving to Iran, that will be used against American aircraft and against American forces, both land and naval, in the coming conflict in the Middle East. Now, whether it's going to be within a few months or within a few years, I don't know, but obviously there's going to be a conflict. Everything's being set up for it. You know that they want us to go to war with the Muslim world when they begin creating new words to inflame the American people against the Islamo-fascist world. They create these words, as they did during the First World War. The Germans became Huns, and the Second World War, every German was a Nazi. Well, most Germans were not Nazis. I mean, they were trapped in this system that we had forced on them because the American government and American banks and American corporations had financed and built up Adolf Hitler. And if you've never read Professor Sutton's wonderful book, Wall Street and the Rise of Hitler, you need to get it and read it. Or We Don't Carry Charles Singham's book, Funding the Enemy, but we do carry Wall Street and the Rise of Hitler. And there's no question at all that we funded him, including, of course, great American patriots like Prescott Bush, the grandfather of a current president of the United States, who is indicted for aiding being part of a corporation that was aiding and helping Adolf Hitler during the course of the war. It wasn't before the war. It was during the war when they were killing American soldiers. But why should we be surprised at that? I mean, Cindy, we know that time and time and time again, I mean, our corporations are working with the very enemy that we're fighting. They did that all during the Second World War, and Charles Singham brings that out so beautifully in his book, on funding the enemy during the Second World War, and the funding the Nazis. And then, of course, we know after the Second World War how the CIA and MI6 and certain satanic elements within the Vatican set up the rat line to help 10,000 Nazis escape to South America. There's stories covering the Desophile and of Nazis like Martin Bormann, Klaus Barbie, Adolf Eichmann, Mengele, Dr. Mengele, I mean, some of the, I mean, these are brutal, horrible people, you know, who deserve no mercy at all. And yet your CIA helped them to escape to South America. And we even have a video where Sam Donaldson went down and interviewed many of these Nazis living in Paraguay and Argentina and went into the whole background of how the CIA helped them get there. But you have to understand the spirits of forces that energized the Nazis were working right here in the United States in our intelligence agencies, and those same forces created Operation Paperclip that brought the Nazis to America, first of all, to work on our space program. But that's what they usually talk about. They don't tell you about the Nazis who came here to work on the psychological programs that are being used to, on the minds of the American people today, or creating these terrible new diseases. They were working on mycoplasma over in the concentration camps in Germany. They brought those Nazis over here, and they continued working on the mycoplasma. They've released them in our population. And they're the basis of Lyme disease. Now, Lyme disease is primarily a Borrelia, a spirochete. But most of these people, the reason they don't get well with simple antibiotics is because they have a mycoplasma infection. Did a wonderful interview with Dr. Garth Nicholson last night. It'll be up on my webpage for the second hour, going into the background of Lyme disease. Over a million people have it, and when doctors try to treat Lyme disease, why, they go after their licenses. A million people incapacitated with Lyme disease, and no hope for them, because doctors are afraid to treat them, because if they do give them long-term antibiotics, why, they endanger their own livelihood. And then the million people with chronic fatigue, and a couple of million people with fibromyalgia, and how many have the Gulf War illness from the first Gulf War and the second Gulf War, and many of these are related to mycoplasma infections. And when I went to medical school, I never heard of mycoplasma pneumonia, and about a quarter of pneumonia now is acknowledged to be mycoplasma pneumonia. A quarter of influenza is really mycoplasma infection. And so many of the people who have terrible crippling rheumatoid arthritis, chronic mycoplasma infection. Many of the neurodegenerative diseases, which are increasing rapidly, are directly related to mycoplasma infections. Now, certainly, we had multiple sclerosis and Lou Gehrig's disease long before we released these on the American people, before the German scientists who were brought to the United States released them upon the American people. If you haven't read Garth Nicholson's book, Project Daylily. Project Daylily with only one L. That was the name, that was the code name given by the government to developing these terrible diseases that they've unleashed on the American people. But then, if you know that there are too many people and we've got to kill them off, what a wonderful way to do this. And few people have any idea, because the diseases are so hard to identify. And if you don't believe that we are working and we created these chronic diseases, well, you go back and read Zygmunt Brzezinski's book, Between Two Ages, where he tells you in one of the footnotes at the bottom how in the future we're going to be able to not only create storms and droughts, but new chronic diseases to use on the enemy, totally incapacitate them, so you can just go in and conquer them. Well, ladies and gentlemen, you and I are the enemy, if you must understand, the enemy of people like Zygmunt Brzezinski and the Trilateralists, whose logo is three sixes joined together in the middle by an upside-down broken cross. Go to their website, trilateral.org, or trilateral.org, and look at their logo, and look at it very carefully. Three sixes joined together by an upside-down broken cross. 666. Well, I'm just rambling on here. Our telephone number is 970-689-8255. 970-689-8255. Please give us a call. Look forward to hearing you, our regularly scheduled guest, Peter Hammond, who is going to tell us about the terrible things that are going on in Africa today, which I think, of course, foreshadow what's going to happen in America, because your State Department has created all of these problems. whether they be in Rhodesia, or whether they be in South Africa, whether they be in Namibia or in Angola or in the Congo. These are all direct byproducts of American foreign policy, as is the terrible AIDS epidemic, which is killing millions of people every year and really threatens really to depopulate Africa, but that's the plan. And if you doubt that the major thrust of American foreign policy is population control, well, you need to get National Security Study Memorandum 200. You can get it from Radio Liberty. Get it off the net if you want to, but we can get it from us nicely bound. National Security Study Memorandum 200. You can't let the American people know.
Renting and start owning. Jamie LaRue with Destiny Lending here. Take advantage of today's buyer's market and buy a home with a low-interest VA-backed mortgage. It's a benefit you earned. For 10 years, I've had the honor of helping veterans utilize their VA benefit. Call 970-214-1374 and get more information on your VA loan and start looking for a home of your own. 970-214-1374.
I'm speaking with Angela Smith with Destiny Lending. Manufactured homes have been difficult to finance. Has that changed?
Yes. We have programs for up to 100% financing on single and double wide, with or without land. Rural homes also qualify. Stop paying outrageous interest rates just because you own a manufactured home.
So call Angela Smith with Destiny Lending, 970-988-3840. That's 970-988-3840.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
All of God's people have a ministry, and it's a trick of our enemy to keep God's people sick and worn out to hinder their ability to minister. We are often judgmental toward people who are addicted to booze, cigarettes, and drugs, but we at The Green Herb have found that most of God's people are unknowingly addicted to the two most addictive products in America, sugar and soda pop. If you have a sickness or disease, or if you're just tired a lot, The Green Herb has an herbal product that is formulated just for you, and it's just $15.95. Come by The Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB, that's 888-765-4372, or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com, and be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
How many of you battle the symptoms of failing health with toxic medications and inconvenient supplements? Do you feel like you've been fighting battles but losing the war? How about winning the war for a change? Introduce BioSuperfood in your diet and increase the metabolic activity of each cell in your body for greater repair, detoxification, and regeneration. Gain immediate energy, boost your immune system, and restore your health with extraordinary whole and organic nutrients in BioSuperfood. Win the war against disease. Call now, 877-288-9116.
Dad back here at the American Freedom Network. Our telephone number, 970-689-8255. And we've got Jerry calling from Greeley. Hi, Jerry. How are we doing?
Good morning, Dr. Stan. Good. You had Jerome Corsi on before.
Yes.
And last night I heard him on Coast to Coast AM, and he was announcing that he had uncovered a new presidential directive that George Bush had signed on May 9th and that has not been covered hardly at all anywhere.
This is the one that gives him more or less dictatorial power, continuity of government.
So you're aware of that.
Yes, I am, but you tell our listeners about it.
Well, this was all new to me, and basically, on his say-so, George Bush could announce an emergency simply at his discretion, which would basically turn him into a total tyrant with absolute dictatorial powers for as long as he might wish.
Well, this is really a continuation of the legislation that was passed last October, the Military Commission Act and the John Warner Defense Appropriation Act, and we have a 4-tape set on that, which really, I mean, this is frightening. In fact, even Liberal Senator Patrick Leahy, I believe, of Connecticut, had said this legislation last year, October, encourages the president to declare martial law. And what happened in this recent legislation was simply to codify this, lay it out. Yes, well, they've always wanted a dictatorship in America. And, Chris, but how would you get the American people to accept it? Why, we've got to believe that there's a real threat from Al-Qaeda. And as the president said, I'm here to protect you from the terrorists, and that's why we're not going to build a fence across the southern border, because I'm here to protect you from the terrorists. And who are the terrorists? Why, they're people like you and I, who don't believe what the government is doing is honest, who want to preserve our freedom. And a terrorist is one who wants to change the form of government back to what it was. And so you and I are terrorists, and George has got to protect the rest of the people from people who believe in the Constitution, wicked and evil people like Ron Paul, for instance.
Yes, sir. I see this as just another building block, like you have said, the Patriot Act, the Military Commissions Act, the John Warner Defense Authorizations Act, the renewal of the concentration camps, now this presidential directive. It's clear that they're getting ready for a total police state.
Sure. The Mental Health Act that they passed right after 9/11. We cover that in a talk we give called The Desperate Deception. And you go back and you look at that Mental Health Emergency State Health Powers Act. I mean, they could come in, take your car, they can take your food, they can take any medicine, they can put you in a concentration camp in case the state declares a public health emergency. Why would you pass something like that? Because, of course, they want a dictatorship in America. I mean, fortunately, a lot of the states did not go along with that, but that plan was laid out, long-term plan, and brought up right after 9/11, as was the Patriot Act. And in the Patriot Act was all the things they couldn't get through after the phony attack on the Murrah Building back in 1995, the Oklahoma City bombing.
Yes, sir.
All of these were engineered instances to justify more government control of our lives, and our job is to get people to understand that if there were really a war on terrorism, the first thing President Bush would have done would have been to have sealed the southern border. He specifically didn't do it at that time. He's doing everything he can block doing it today. And, you know, you would think if there were really a threat to America, Osama bin Laden could find at least one suicide terrorist to sneak into Mexico and then come across the border and poison the water supply or set off some sort of an explosion in one of our apartment stores or something of that sort, department stores. I mean, it's all phony. Not that there aren't some radical Islamist people, but the entire radical Islamic movement is infiltrated by our intelligence agencies. We know everything they're doing because they listen to every telephone call and they monitor every email and every fax by computer through Project Echelon, and they've been doing this for 20 years.
Yes, sir. Mr. Corsi even hinted at the fact that in order to get the majority of the public to go along with a total police state crackdown, that it would be necessary to either have a deliberately provoked conflict with Iran, which we're set up for, or he very subtly, I felt, hinted at the possibility of even a domestic false flag operation, another one.
In fact, I did an interview, not last night, but the night before last, with Jack McLam. As you know, he runs the Aid and Abet newsletter. He's been doing this for 27 years, where he's in contact with military people and people in the police department, and he says it is their thought, and he says he's had communications from many of them who are anticipating another false flag operation. And for those people who aren't acquainted with that term, that's like what happened on 9/11. Because anybody who's ever seen Building 7 come down, at 5:20 in the evening and seen the top of the building buckle before the base exploded, knows this was a controlled demolition.
Yes, sir. Well, I'll get off the air and let other callers on. Thank you, Dr. Steele.
Hey, nice talking to you. Hey, well, we've got Paul calling. Hi, Paul. Where are you calling from?
Fort Collins, Dr. Stan.
Okay, do you have a question? Does this program get down to Fort Collins? Oh, you're in Fort Collins.
Oh, yeah, it's only, you're going to be speaking in Loveland, and Fort Collins is 10 miles north of Loveland.
Okay, fine. Well, I don't know one area from another back there.
Well,
I just hope the guy who's driving the car there on the 9th of June gets me to the theater on time, and my voice is a little bit better than it is today.
Yeah, well, you'll have to take a break for one day from all your shows.
I
was wondering what, you know, the station doesn't carry you when you do your other nighttime shows you just mentioned. Is there, like, a short wave or something that you're on?
Yeah, you can you get my evening. I do a program from 4 to 6 in your area, your time, 9.480. And a program from 9 to 11 at night on 5.755 shortwave.
Okay, 9.480 is at 4 to 6, and then 9 to 11 you're on 5 point what?
755. And then, of course, if you want to get other program, our internet programs, you can go to Global Star 4. In other words, you get onto Global Star and then you go to Channel 4 or you go to my website, RadioLiberty.com, and you can pick up Global Star there as well.
Oh.
Get our programs archived or on MP3.
Oh, good, good. Well, in regard to this thing Corsi mentioned last night, I did hear it also. And my understanding is that the earlier PDD he did gave him the power to disband Congress for 6 months, and then they could come back, you know, and reconvene. But apparently this new PDD says he can disband Congress forever.
I really can't comment on that.
Yeah, that's just
that's
all I've heard there on that.
Hang on, we'll be back in just a moment. My number, 970-689-82. Give us a call here at the American Student Network.
Tapes of the preceding show are available by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network.
If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
Is it me, or have you noticed that personal service is becoming a thing of the past? Is a big store with untrained personnel, or going to a vitamin store and finding several brands of the same herbal product, all at different prices? You don't need to be an herbal expert at The Green Herb. We'll gladly help you decide which of The Green Herb's exclusive products will work for you and work better than anything you buy elsewhere. And we'll give you an old-fashioned money-back guarantee. Come by The Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB, that's 888-765-4372, or go to our website at www.thegreenherb.com. It's The Green Herb's policy to give you small-town service in the big city, and be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Are you treating just your symptoms with dangerous medications and a multitude of supplements? If you answered yes, then you may be fighting the battle but losing the war. Nourish each cell in your body with BioSuperfood and win the war. 30 years of research, BioSuperfood offers more than 5,000 nutrients, proteins, vitamins, minerals, enzymes, EFAs, and powerful antioxidants to boost your immune system. With BioSuperfood, the war is won at the cellular level. Call today, toll-free, 877-288-9116.
Here at the American Freedom Network. Paul, are you still there?
Yes, Dr. Stan. Apparently, this is posted on the White House website, which is, you know, Jerome Corsi writes for WorldNet Daily,
yes.
So either through there or the White House website, one could go and read it for themselves.
Yes, I think he has an article posted on News with Views today on this same subject, so
oh, okay.
I will be, in fact, I will give Jerome a call and see if we can get him onto our program
right,
next
because
week.
Because we need to publicize this, of course, because as he pointed out, Congress needs to stand up. This is taking away their power. They need to stand up right now and declare this invalid because he can't do it.
But they won't even stand up to him.
I know.
Telling we can't invade Iran and when they actually put an amendment on the military budget
right.
Appropriations bill, you know, Nancy Pelosi took that off, which it gives him the right, the ability, you know, permission, tacit approval of Congress to invade Iran. Now, that's not what the American people want.
Well,
that's what they've done for them.
This morning, apparently, what I heard as the news story, Congress made a compromise on the funding bill. No timetable, and they've given him $17 billion more than he asked for.
Isn't that nice? You know,
so,
where's
the compromise?
To change the direction of our nation, and are we changing the direction? No. In fact, I mean, what has happened by getting the Democrats in, we've ensured the passage of the this Amnesty Act for illegal aliens, which is exactly what George Bush wanted. He wanted the Democrats to win so he could get his amnesty bill through. And he knew they wouldn't take a stand on him,
yeah.
On the war. It's all smoke and mirrors.
Well, I wonder,
no intention of pulling out there.
I wonder if, you know, with this that he passed the ninth, if he didn't use this as a threat over them. In other words, well, you'll either pass my war funding bill or I will declare an emergency and disband you, which is just what Caesar did, and Hitler for that matter, and Yeltsin. If you remember when Yeltsin just attacked his own parliament and drove them all out of office. So I'm wondering if this isn't how he'll decide to get his way from here on out.
Well, you know, I just wish that there were enough people in the military who had the courage to say no. In fact, it was really very interesting. You go back and when Clinton first came to office, and I guess that was 1992, 1993, and he wanted, homosexuals in the military. And it was very interesting. He was going to push that thing through. And somebody put together a video called The Gay Agenda. And it was shown to the Joint Chiefs of Staff, and we simply described what homosexuality really involved. And the Joint Chiefs of Staff stood up and said, you can't do it. We will not go along with it. And the president backed down. But the Joint Chiefs of Staff had the courage to take a stand against the president.
Yeah. Well, one thing I did want to say, I guess we could pray for, and there is, to me, a slight hope, is that God is raising up Ron Paul to turn all this around, because he is the one who could do it, but God literally has to do it through him.
You're absolutely right, and I just would hope and pray that everybody be praying for his provision and his protection as well, because he is on the front line. Ron is risking his life and his family's life to do what he's doing.
But you did hear that the conservative arm of the California Republican Party endorsed him, so this is a major step forward.
Right. Well, let me tell you, though, it's a pretty small conservative arm, you know, because the California Republican Assembly did not endorse him, even though he was the only candidate who came and addressed him. Yurok did, of course, but they're, you know, they got, I think, 80 or 90 people there, attended the meeting. However, Ron Paul is a great candidate. He's a courageous American. And what he's doing is not only raising the issue of the war, he's raising the issue, you know, of getting back to constitutional government.
Correct.
And that is just driving him crazy. The last thing they want, these traitors want, is to, you know, obey the Constitution.
Well,
they hate the Constitution.
Exactly. So here, I just laugh because God's raised up a man who is totally behind the Constitution, and at the same time, Bush, in this, you know, latest directive, totally throws out the Constitution. So we have the two opposing forces right here in the public.
But you know, the most distressing thing to me is the fact that the Christian church is not taking a stand. Our Christian leaders refuse to take a stand against George Bush on torture, on, usurpation of power, on what's happening as far as illegal immigration, on the war. None of them. Where are the Christian leaders speaking out against this? And,
it's that 501c3 church thing where they feel muzzled, and they've all walked into that system.
Well, they have more fear of government than they have of God. And,
correct.
And they're going to one day have to answer before God. But our job, and those of us who believe in America, is to try to awaken the good people, because we are still the vast majority. And the fact, of course, that Ron Paul has hit a chord with so many Americans is so encouraging to me, because it's so obvious he's saying what most Americans feel, and the other side is scared to death of this one little guy.
Well, we have to pray for a miracle, because indeed it is as the biblical times, and for Ron Paul to come up and to win will be a complete miracle. We'll know this is the hand of God at work if it happens. So,
well,
we can just pray for it and hope for the miracle.
Well, all we can do is pray for it and, hope that God holds his judgment on America for the time being.
Right.
And who knows what he has in mind. Things are going to have to get a lot worse before the American people begin taking a second look at what's happening and realize how important freedom is. And I don't think they're going to realize until they've lost their freedom.
All right. Thanks, Dr. Stan.
Bye. God bless. Bye-bye. We'll be back to wrap up the program in just a moment.
I'm Ann Johnson. For over 11 years, I've owned a health food store. I'm an iridologist, herbalist, and perform extensive muscle testing to find out what products best meet my customers' health needs. That's why I'm so excited to tell you about Vital PSP. It consistently surpasses over 3,000 samples in my test kit. My customers are having amazing fast results. Vital PSP has profound effects at DNA levels. If you struggle with any health issues, I recommend you call me, 303-833-2784.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival. If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
Well, Dr. Stan back here at the American Freedom Network, and let me just mention I will be there on the 9th of June speaking in Loveland. If you'd like more information, 970-346-3742. And then if you're interested in coming to California this weekend, there's going to be the conspiracy conference. It's going to be in the Santa Clara area, and the number for that's 209-832-0999. That's 209-832-0999. And then, of course, I want to mention my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported. That's how we're able to be on the shortwave and the Internet and satellite. And we've got the ability to reach people. We can just get them to listen. And a lot of people think we're crazy when they first started listening. Before long, they're afraid we're not. Anyway, if you're interested in becoming part of our effort, our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. If you'd like to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters and subscribe to our newsletter, we'd love to hear from you. Of course, you can always pull our newsletters down. We post them up the Internet. You can listen to our Internet programs. I am the free of charge, and you can get them 3 or 4 hours a day, simply, which are archived, Genesis 1 hour and Radio Liberty 3 hours, and we put them up there because we want to get you educated. We give you our permission to copy them. Incidentally, if you go to our website, RadioLiberty.com, there's a click to online TVs, and you can see 15 or 16 of the television programs we've produced. Some of them are me, and some of them are our other speakers we've had. But very good productions, and we want you to be able to watch them, and hopefully you want to buy them. If you don't, why, at least you'll have an opportunity to see them and get other people to watch them. We hope many of you will want to see our latest production, Forbidden Secret. That's a almost 2 hour DVD and or VHS, and then we have a new 4-tape set, The Secret Behind the Secret, and that simply goes into the background of the production put out by Rhonda Burns, where she has sold 4 million copies of her book. 4 million copies of The Secret book, 2 million copies of the DVD book, and at $29 a clip, that's pretty good. But you have to understand what they're doing is introducing people to demonic possession. This is how you open your mind to becoming possessed by the beings from the other dimension. And millions of Americans, even many of them Christians, are doing that. And we're told in 2 Thessalonians 2 and again in Timothy that in the latter days there'll be a great falling away. And in 2 Thessalonians 2, it says before the man of sin is revealed, there'll be a great falling away. And they're talking about Christians. They're talking about Christians falling away from the faith. And they are falling away from the faith. And they're getting into these new ministries that want to get you into experiencing God, the emerging church. Understand what's going on. Go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. Get our material on this subject. And then, of course, remember our number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-5-HIV-WARP. America is under attack. Thank you.
talk to the American Freedom Network, contact us at P.O. Box 1750, Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmericaNewsNet.com.
Some churches believe that Christians will be raptured before the coming of the Great Tribulation. Have you heard this teaching? Have you wondered if it was true? The Watchman's Cry is an interesting book by Obadiah Frank that uses the Bible and clearly explains that this teaching is not true. You can get The Watchman's Cry from the American Freedom Network by calling 1-800-205-6245. This amazing book is only $10 postpaid. Get it now by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network.
Insulin, Our Silent Killer, is a new book written by scientist Thomas Smith. In this self-help manual for diabetes and other blood sugar handling problems, you will learn the true cause of this disease and, more importantly, what you can do about it.
Insulin, Our Silent Killer is available from the American Freedom Network for only $25 postpaid. Call 1-800-205-6245.
It's extensively referenced with helpful tables to learn what foods are good and which ones are not. This is a must-read for everyone.
You're listening to The Lion, 10,000 watts, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Denver.
And promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late.